Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for January 26th, 2010. I'm Annalisa Van Hook. Today I'm speaking with Monique Lafon, corresponding author of a research article published in the January 19th issue of Science Signaling. That paper, by Prejot and colleagues, addresses genetic changes that alter the binding specificity of an envelope protein of the rabies virus. This change in binding affinity is sufficient to turn a virulent strain of rabies into a non-virulent or attenuated strain of the virus. Dr. Lafon spoke to me from her office at the Institut Pasteur in Paris. Welcome, Dr. Lafon.
Thank you very much for calling me.
Broadly speaking, rabies viruses can be divided into two types. There are virulent strains, which can cause disease, and attenuated strains that do not cause disease. How do these two types of viruses differ in terms of how they infect the host?
Virulent rabies virus is the only one that you can find in wildlife. And this virus infects the nervous system. It has a very long travel and way to do so because it's injected in, for example, the muscle of someone who has been bitten by a rabid dog. And the virus has to enter into the nerve, and then it has to travel from one nerve cell to another one in the spinal cord before to reach the brain, where it is excreted from the salivary gland and by the bite to another animal. And this means that during this period of time, the virus has to find a way to avoid the host immune response. On the contrary, they have some attenuated strain, and these strains have been constructed by vaccine producers. These viruses do not reach the brain anymore, and they are found only in laboratory.
These attenuated strains can't survive in the wild, so to speak, because they can't reproduce, they can't infect the host.
Absolutely not. They cannot survive in nature, but they are very good for vaccination.
What's different about the attenuated strains that makes them unable to perform a successful infection?
For two reasons. This strain has been obtained by a repeated passage on cells which have not of neuron origin. For example, they have been obtained on kidney cells. And in that case, they lost the characteristic which allows them to travel to the nervous system. And that's what we have found, is that these viruses have lost the capacity to push and to enforce the survival of the nerve they infect. And that's the main characteristic of virulent strain of rabies, is that they push the cell, the nerve cell they infect, to survive and to live longer than expected.
What viruses do is they hijack a host cell to use that host cell's machinery to help the virus reproduce. Cells self-destruct rather than get hijacked by the viruses. So the normal rabies virus, the virulent strains, then override the host cell's propensity to try to kill itself to stop the infection. Is that the way it works?
Usually a host cell will have different means to be protected or to fight against an infection. And to commit suicide is one of these means. So in that case, the virus will not replicate anymore. The virus production is impeded, and the host will take over the infection. But in contrast, rabies virus, it is not the case, because the virus has the means to avoid this host defense. And on the contrary, an attenuated strain has not this device in order to avoid the suicide of the cell, and even more, it will induce the death of the nerve cell.
So whereas the virulent rabies strains act on the host cell to prevent it from undergoing apoptosis or cell death, they actively promote the survival of the cell. The attenuated strains, on the other hand, don't promote the survival of the cell and may even induce cell death.
Yes, that's exactly the case. The attenuated strain do not know how to avoid the mechanism that induce apoptosis.
So how do the viruses affect an infected cell's decision to live or die? You know, what sort of pathways, what sort of proteins do they interact with to affect the host cell's decision about survival?
until very recently, it was unknown, and that's exactly what we were interested in finding and understanding, was to understand why and how the virus can push the neuron to survival and not to death. And we have identified that one on the virus protein, the envelope protein of the rabies virus, which is able to decipher which pathway will be switched on. The virulent strain will switch on the survival signaling pathway, and in contrast, the attenuated strain will switch on apoptosis pathway. And this due to the interaction of this glycoprotein with different partners of the nerve, which are probably able to push to a pathway which induce survival or push to apoptotic pathway.
So the G protein from the virus, in the virulent form, it interacts with proteins that promote cell survival. And then in the attenuated form, this protein G has different specificities. It binds to different targets. And so it's unable to promote cell survival?
Exactly. But in fact, it's more complicated. It's because usually the viral strain which induces this pathway is do so because it interacts with only one partner. So this partner is a kinase. But the attenuated strain still interacts with this kinase, but there are some mutations which make it to interact with additional protein, and in that case, it probably induce a pathway which is dominant on the survival pathway, and apoptosis will be the final choice of the cell which is infected because the second partner induces apoptosis. Usually, when a virus loses or changes its pathogenicity, quite often it is because it has lost something. For example, a virus which will be less virulent, we think that it will have less interactor, or it will have lost the thing which make it virulent. But in this example, we have shown that the way virulence or attenuation can be lost or gained is maybe more different. So there is an alternative of just losing something, losing one feature. Because in the case of virus has lost virulence, it's not because it has lost interaction with the protein which makes the cells to survive, but it's because he has added a new feature, a new trait, a new interaction. And this is under the control of only one amino acid sequence. So it means that just a change in one amino acid, and this can be very easily obtained when we are dealing with RNA viruses for which the rate of mutation is very high. In that case, you can very easily to complicate the signaling pathway that the virus induces in the cell and completely change the virulence.
So instead of becoming an attenuated or a non-infectious virus by losing something, in this case, it's actually gained the ability to bind a lot more target proteins. It's lost its specificity.
And that's, I think, is a new demonstration of how viruses are well adapted and they have more tricks than we expected. The glycoprotein of the virulent strain has probably are very well adapted to the physiology of the neuron because the neuron will survive and the virus will replicate. In contrast, when we introduce a new mutation, in the case there are additional partners, and it seems that in that case the physiology and the homeostasis of the neuron is deeply perturbed, and in that case, there are too many pathways which are switched on, inducing the death of the neuron.
The protein G in the rabies virus then is really exquisitely adapted to helping it survive in its host, and specifically in neuronal cells of the host.
Yes. The rabies virus is highly adapted to hijack and to be protected against any response of the host, because he also is able to escape the host immune response, and he escape also the host cell mechanism of defense.
with viruses, and especially viruses that cause such nasty diseases like rabies, we always like to think about what this research could mean in terms of how it helps us learn about the disease or develop vaccines for the disease. You mentioned before that the attenuated strains that exist in the laboratory, they were altered so that they would be non-virulent, and those are the ones that are used to make the vaccine. Would the results from your study be useful in engineering new or different attenuated strains to be used in a rabies vaccine?
That could be, yes, a possibility, because if we know how to increase the way the virus will switch to apoptosis pathway, we can improve or we can insert this mutation in a new live vaccine in order to produce vaccine which will induce more apoptosis. Because we have shown and others that when a cell induces apoptosis, it produces what we call apoptotic bodies, which are immunoadjuvant for the immune response. So the more apoptosis will be induced by a vaccine, the better the immunogenicity.
Because you're increasing the amount of the vaccine that's taken up or it's seen by the immune system.
Yes, that's exactly the case.
If you could use vaccines that induce more apoptosis, would that mean that maybe rabies vaccines would last longer?
Indeed, if we can have a stronger immune response, and that means we may have a longer memory. So that can be done by adjuvant. So at the moment, there are many vaccines for domestic usage which are we contain adjuvant. And that can be, for example, a device to avoid adjuvant because we may have a stronger and a quicker immune response.
Dr. Lafont, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
That was Monique Lafont, corresponding author on a research article published in the January 19th issue of Science Signaling. That article is by Prehod and colleagues and is titled Attenuation of Rabies Virulence, Takeover by the Cytoplasmic Domain of Its Envelope Protein. That wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.